I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Open Range. The FDA recently released a draft guidance concerning genome editing, which mimics what happens in natural selection. Not bringing in new genes, but rather just tweaking an animal's DNA, cooperative extension specialist at the University of California, Davis, Dr. Allison Van Inenem, shares an example of what might be regulated under this proposal.
We have a kind of a strange scenario now where a polled Hereford doesn't have to go through a regulatory review, but if I make a polled Holstein using genome editing, it does. But if I make a polled Holstein by crossing Angus over the top of a Holstein, then it doesn't have to go through review. It's a very strange rule. There is a public comment period at the moment, open for, I think it's 90 days, for people to weigh in whether they think that a polled Holstein is a drug or is actually just a polled cow, or any of the other edits we can do. And the reason that I think it's important is some of the edits that have been done are things like pigs that are resistant to PRRS. And we can really use this technology to basically tweak an animal's genome to help with things like disease resistance or welfare traits like polled. And we're not introducing new DNA. And to me, you know, DNA is not a drug, or if it is, then I would argue we're all junkies, right? And so what exactly is the rationale for introducing this new animal drug paradigm for regulating DNA?
Find this story at aginfo.net to find the link to the Federal Register to comment by April 19th. That's today's Open Range. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information, Network of the West.